His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound on the farm, silver fly tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back, it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't printed dirt.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break with us. This is your host, Ray I, on another beautiful Saturday morning here with Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, and Peanut. We're going to talk about a great little company right here in the St. Louis area. You talk a lot about the box stores, catalog stores, and things like that, but we've got a company right here in St. Louis in Valley Park on your way to Lone Elk Park called RTP Outdoors. Have a wide variety of outdoor products and stuff. We're going to go out and visit with the guy out there, the main man, Mr. Paul Hollis. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ray.
Paul, we got a lot of listeners out there that may be not familiar with RTP. Of course, you did the Redexum Turf product line, and now you've RTP Outdoors. Why don't you tell our listeners, what is RTP Outdoors, a little bit about that?
This is a division of our company that we started really with Dr. Grant Woods. We started developing food plot cedars, and we've got into to hunting blinds and, you know, wildlife minerals and feed and all sorts of different things.
You got lots of things going on. Cool products you have, for instance, is the Yeti line. Tell us a little bit about the Yeti coolers and stuff, because our listeners can run down there to Valley Park and pick those up directly from the store.
Oh, the Yeti coolers can't be beat. They're the original, and you know, their insulation and the way they do things, they're the best on the market. You'll see a lot of copycats out there these days, but nothing retains ice and cold the way that Yeti does, and they make huge coolers for outdoorsmen that'll hold an elk, while they also make cups that you can drink your morning coffee from. It's a really great company to work with.
All right, we're gonna talk a little bit about Grant Woods and Genesis in a minute, but first I want you to tell our listeners about hunting blinds, because today, you know, the hunting industry and the outdoor industry, as far as sporting goods stores and box stores and catalog mail order, all that has changed. And it's so simple. You could just drive down to Valley Park and pick up a blind. You can look at them right there, see what you like. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the blinds?
Well, we work with three companies: Nature Blinds, Redneck Hunting Blinds, and Muddy Blinds. And we sell everything from what they call bale blinds that look like a bale of hay to soft side blinds, tower blinds, ladder stands, this sort of thing. Then, you know, the nature blinds, they're kind of unique in themselves because they sort of look like a real tree. They're made from insulation foam, and they've made them to look like a real tree. The ones that are real popular these days are the tower stands that we get from Muddy and Redneck, and you'll see a lot of the celebrity hunters using them. Guys just love them because they can climb 15 feet in the air and sit in there, and it's like sitting in an apartment. You stay warm, dry, you're out of the weather. Just great stuff, and we sell tons of them.
Yeah, those type of tower stands and blind setups are much better than the old days, Paul, when we used to just sit on the ground.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I've built stands out of 2x4s, and then get several years down the road and have to worry about whether they're going to rot and I'm going to fall out of the tree.
You also have UTVs. Our hunters and outdoor people can come by and take a look. Tell us a little bit about some of your UTV lines you carry.
Well, we sell two different lines, a basic entry-level line called American Sportworks, a company out of Louisiana. And they make a really nice cart, but it's entry-level stuff. You're going to get into a four-wheel drive UTV for about $5,000, where we sell a premium line called Intimidator, which is made by the guy who once owned Bad Boy Mowers. They're produced down in Batesville, Arkansas, and they are one fine UTV. They've started making them for duck hunters now, where they got lift kits on them, and it's I I'm really pleased with the quality that we get from these guys.
They work all those kinds of UTV stuff is really good for hunters to get in and out of spots. A lot duck hunters can haul their gear in, deer hunters can get way back, turkey hunters, you can do about anything with them, and it's sure a lot cheaper than trying to run your truck vehicle or
something. Absolutely. And nowadays, you know, they're making them so heavy duty, and they've got all these different attachments you can get for them, so they're, you know, you can use them to carry your gear out to the blind, or your duck, you know, your duck blind, your deer blind, whatever. But then you can get, you know, they've got regular automotive-style hitches where you can put discs behind them and cedars and all kinds of different implements where you use it almost like a mini tractor.
And also you guys are worked with Genesis and do some stuff. You do food plots and stuff. Why don't you just kind of tell our listeners a little bit about what that's
about? Well, we got involved with Dr. Grant Woods from Growing Deer TV a couple of years ago and developed some food plot cedars called Genesis. And they're actually no-till drills. So they'll take the seed actually planted in the ground. And Grant knows a lot more about soil science than I do. I'm an equipment guy, but these things are based upon what we learned from 30 years of making turf seeders for golf courses. And we've got three different sizes at the moment, a 3-footer, a 5-footer, and an 8-footer. So they'll fit any size tractor, and they'll put the seed right in the ground. They'll work with any seed. They're easy to calibrate, they're easy to hook up, really good stuff. And we're working on broadening that product line in the future where we get more disc and drop style seeders. We're coming out with some rollers and all kinds of different things for the food plot business. And not only do we sell the stuff, we also do food plot work where we'll go out and as long as you buy the seed from us, we'll go out and plant it for you.
So that was my next question. That's where I was going. You did good. You got right ahead of me there. Perfect, perfect. You have all types of seeds and stuff, and you have Antler Extreme for hunters. Tell us a little bit about your seed. And about
we sell the Eagle Seed, which is, they're also out of Arkansas. They make really good forage soybeans, forage wheat, things like that. And then we sell a product called Frigid Forage, which has a, they do a lot more with mixes, brassica mixes, clover mixes, that sort of thing. Really high-end products. You know, guys go out and plant it. The stuff's going to germinate. The stuff's going to grow. It's not like some of the stuff that you'll get off the shelf at some box store and you go out and throw it and it doesn't do anything. This stuff actually, it's unbelievable how successful we are with this stuff. As long as you buy the seed from us, we'll go out and plant it for you.
I think we just lost Paul. I know what he was saying, that they'll service all their equipment. They're hands-on. They work hard. You get individual service. You get personal service from Paul Hollis and RTP Outdoors, unlike the box stores and catalogs. They'll come out to your place. Like he said, you buy the seed from them, they'll come out and plant it. They're a great company, great people, and they're located. I know he was going to get ready to tell you how to contact them. They're RTP Outdoors at 427 West Outer Road, Valley Park, Missouri. On your way to Lone Elk Park, just get off at the exit, Valley Park exit at 141 and 44. Follow the signs to Lone Elk Park. Their building's on the right-hand side. You can't miss them. That's RTP Outdoors. Get ready to play. They have Muddy, Husqvarna, Eagle, Yeti, lots of great stuff. You can just Google RTP Outdoors. It'll take you to the Facebook. Or you can find them on the web at rtpoutdoors.com. One word, www.rtpoutdoors.com. We'll go down and see Paul. Come by and see us down there. It's a great store. It's in your area, in the St. Louis area. Go by the store, and it's hands-on. You can look at all the blinds and all the great equipment. You know where they're located at, Vogler Vogler?
When you come out 44, get off at 141, stay to your right.
Follow the Lone Elk signs.
Follow
go to Lone Elk, and you'll come right to the place.
Follow the yellow brick
road. No, follow the Lone Elk.
Yeah, okay. I want to thank Paul for coming on the show with us this morning. Sorry we lost him. That's live radio.
For joining us. For Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.